New York City principal attacks parents who oppose closing high school to accommodate migrants. By John Binder on January 14, 2024. The principal of a Brooklyn, New York City high school is now attacking parents who opposed the school closing its doors to its students on Tuesday to accommodate migrants during a storm. As Breitbart News reported, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., moved nearly 2,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the gym at James Madison High School in the Midwood neighborhood of Brooklyn late at night. To accommodate the border crossers and illegal aliens, James Madison High School principal Jody Cohen said all classes would be virtual for the following day. In response, parents protested outside the school, accusing Cohen and Adams of putting foreign nationals ahead of students. In a virtual meeting on Zoom, according to the New York Post, Cohen attacked those parents who protested and opposed the school's closing to house border crossers and illegal aliens. "I don't understand how people who never come on a Zoom like this could take an opportunity like this evening to throw mud," Cohen said, her voice breaking. "This emergency is for one night, one night." The principal explained she decided to have students attend school remotely on Wednesday because it wasn't clear how quickly the building would be ready for classroom use after the migrants were bused back to their shelter. After using the school to accommodate border crossers and illegal aliens, Adams told ABC News that he has done a great job handling waves of illegal immigration to New York City and told New Yorkers that the city's sanctuary policy is not to blame. "This has nothing to do with sanctuary cities," Adams said. "When you have anywhere from 2,500 to 4,000 coming in a week and you have to find housing, food, shelter, clothing, educating the children, health care, that's not sustainable," Adams continued. "It's a $12 billion hole in the budget of our economy. It's going to impact low-income New Yorkers and it's going to impact every service in this city. And I said it last year, we're going to start seeing the visualization of this crisis. We've done a great job, but we can't continue to sustain this." John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.